Today, Bezal Hashem, we learned the Pei Zayin, the Masechta Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halacha of Amoicher Yain v'shem el chaveri v'hukru oisha huzl. A person sold someone wine or oil and they agreed to a price, but then the market price increased or decreased. Whether or not they can retract depends on whether the measuring in the borrowed utensil was completed or not. V'chayav lahatav le'sholosh tipin. If the seller was a bal habayis, private person, he's required to pour 3 extra drops of wine and oil for the lekech. And there is a machlekes as to whether the halacha also applies to a chemveni, a storekeeper. Machlekes chacham Rabbi Yehuda regarding hashrei leach as benoy itzal chemveni upunyun b'yadoy umodad loy b'isser shema benosn loy se isser shaver es atzleches v'aver es se isser. Person sent his son, a child, to a storekeeper with a punyun worth 2 isser to purchase 1 isser's worth of oil. The storekeeper sent back with the child 1 isser of oil and 1 isser changed, and then the child broke the jug of oil and lost the isser. The chacham hold chenveni chayiv. The storekeeper is liable to reimburse the bal habayis for all 3 items: the oil, the isser, and the tzluchis, because lo yidui shadrei. The chenveni is responsible because the bal habayis sent the child only to notify the chenveni of the sale, but he did not want to send the items back with the child, but rather with a responsible person. Behuda peiter shalmanas kein shalchay. Behuda holds the storekeeper is exempt from reimbursement because l'shadur l'shadrei. The father is responsible as he sent the child to bring back the items and the chenveni merely fulfilled his wishes. And the explanations to their machlokes regarding the tzleiches. They disagree in Shmuel's halacha of hanoitel kli min u'min amanas levakri v'nenes b'yodei chayef. If a potential buyer took an item from a craftsman with the intention to possibly buy it and broke it accidentally, he's liable for the item. Or uvishol shlemidas kamifligi. They disagree regarding the status of one who uses someone else's item without permission. Is he considered a gazlan or only a shayel?